Tyrants be warned, Charlie Kirk, students rally against forced masks in Chicago. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 17, 2022. Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk and Illinois students hosted a rally with a standing room only crowd of 1,200 people in attendance on Wednesday night in Chicago. Protesting against forced masking that has been implemented in schools in response to the Chinese coronavirus. We know it's not about public health. We know it's about control, Kirk said on Wednesday evening at the Arcata Theater in the Chicago suburb of St. Charles, where he, Chicago area students, and TPUSA activists gathered in protest of forced masks. Kirk spoke to a standing room only crowd of more than 1,200 people after 5,000 tickets were reserved for the event. But what's so interesting is that when it came to the children, it was a unique moment where a lot of populations, they felt they were doing the right thing, he added. More damage has been done to humanity in the last 100 years from people who thought they were doing the right thing. Very few people consciously think they're committing evil. Watch below. Local students also took to the stage to express their dismay of forced mask mandates. Across Illinois, we have seen videos of maskless students being brought into auditoriums, small office spaces, for hours at a time, TPUSA chapter leader Peter Christos said. This is why we need to be at the school boards, we need to be at the schools, we need to organize ourselves, because enough is enough, Christos proclaimed. This is not Republican versus Democrat, this is communism versus freedom. If more of us had stood up, we may have not have been in the situation that we are in now, the student added. A second student, TPUSA chapter leader Samuel Phillips, said, at my school last Tuesday, around 50 of us refused to wear a mask, and our school decided to segregate us into the auditorium, not letting us get our education until we put on a face muzzle. Phillips added that the students responded by organizing a walkout to fight for a student's right to breathe. March 16, 2020, to think, all of us students were so excited for our 2 weeks off of school. Leslie Mendoza, a third student and TPUSA chapter leader said. Guys, they played us. Kids laid in their beds, laid in their rooms in whatever makeshift classroom they made around their house, behind a screen for 2 years, she said. And I can assure all of you, we didn't learn a single thing, Mendoza added. Students were spending more time on their phones and computers scrolling through Instagram or Snapchat for hours a day, so that they could stay safe from a sickness that they had a 99.9% chance of surviving. Many have been pointing out the hypocritical behavior of politicians and elite members of Hollywood, who are seen freely mingling amongst one another while students are forced to wear masks in schools. Just last week, a maskless Georgia Democrat Stacey Abrams visited an elementary school, where she required children to cover their faces. Kirk told Breitbart News, it's a powerful thing when local communities get together to protest an injustice. The theater was packed and standing room only. And every person in that room was united to stop our leaders from abusing America's children any longer. This country will only get better when we change it from the inside out, Kirk added. The citizen is rising, and tyrants like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker are finally having their power challenged. Tyrants be warned. The TPUSA founder said. We are taking back our country at the grassroots level. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.